Hello everybody. There is sunshine in Warsaw, but we need some rainmakers. We would also need some rainmakers for the advertising market. It would help a lot, as we still do not see a recovery in the advertising market in Poland, at least. I will start with the economy, a very short overview of the economy. In the second quarter of 2003, we saw timid signs of economic recovery. GDP growth in the second quarter reached 3% versus 2.2% in the first quarter, which is a substantial improvement. Industrial output in the first half of 2003 was higher by 6.7%, and exports are also rising. In addition, retail sales increased in the second quarter after a very slow first quarter, which is also very optimistic. On the positive trend, also, we see as a media company that advertising categories, which are the leading indicators of the economy, namely number of employment, jumped by 14% in June. In the second quarter, of also automotive ads were up 14%. However, that's not all positive. There are also negative signs. Still in the red is construction ad category, which posted a 12% decline year on year in the first half of 2003. And also, we believe there is an uncertainty how sustainable the recovery will be due to the following reasons. Poland has huge public debt of nearly 400 billion zloty, which is crowding out private investment. Current growth is export-led, and as you know, Germany, the largest Polish export partner, the economy is slow and GDP is forecast to be negative this year, minus 0.2%. And also, what we believe, until GDP growth exceeds 5% in Poland, unemployment will grow very slowly, and so will consumption, unless we will see import substitution, because euro is very strong, so there may be also some import substitution effect. And corporate investment stopped falling, which is good, but are not yet growing, so until they start growing, the recovery is not so sure. Nevertheless, despite all of those uncertainties, the market consensus seems to expect GDP growth rate within the range 3 to 3.5% this year and even 4.5 to 5% next year. Now we will move to the advertising market. The economic revival has not yet translated into a trigger for total ad spend growth. As current economic recovery seems to be export-led, we believe that the time lag between acceleration of GDP growth and related growth of total advertising market may be longer than usual. The second quarter of 2003 was the 10th consecutive quarter of ad market decline in Poland. The decline was not big. In the second quarter, the total market went down in accordance with our estimates, which are not precise numbers, but we estimate it went down by 1.3% over the respective quarter of last year. However, what is interesting is that the total market went down, but most of the media are up. The dailies, however, which is the most important for us, are still struggling with recession. Radio and outdoor advertising are in the positive category, and television was down 1.8% in the second quarter, but only because of the one-off effect of lack of world championship in football, which substantially increased advertising last year. So, daily segment casts the shadow on the performance of the market. Dailies declined by 10.6% year-on-year. And the most severely affected were national dailies, which went down 14.5%. Basically, national dailies are struggling against TV. TV is much cheaper, and therefore advertising budgets are transferred from national dailies to TV stations. In the press segment, the only segment which is growing is the magazines, and in the second quarter of 2003, the magazines went up 6.5%. So the total press segment went down 3.5% because magazines were up 6.5%, but the dailies were down by 10.6%. We now move to Agora Group performance, and no wonder when dailies are struggling, Agora is struggling as well, despite the fact that new businesses are more and more significant within the total structure of revenue of Agora. Still 70% of revenue is generated by Gazeta Wyborcza, our national daily, and national dailies market is suffering most. Therefore, group's consolidated revenue for the first half of 2003 was up 11.3% year on year. However, if we take just old Agora, so if we exclude new businesses, that is radio, outdoor and magazines, total revenue declined by 5.5% in the first half of 2003. Old Agora costs continue to be under control, and our operating expenditure shows a seventh consecutive quarter of decline. It declined 4.5% year on year in the second quarter and 3.1% in the first half of 2003 over the first half of 2002. Euro appreciation against the zloty is not helping us either. In the first half of 2003, the exchange rate was on average 16.6% higher. Therefore, we are losing on the cost of paper and cost of external printing services, which are also somehow linked to the exchange rate of the euro. Despite all these adverse circumstances, in the first half of 2003, group's EBITDA margin was achieved at the level of 21.6%. This is substantially lower than last year, but still, in absolute terms, quite a good margin. Group's operating profit stood at 21.6 million. If we look at new businesses, they decreased operating profit of the group by 14.8 million zloty. However, we have to remember that quite a lot of this is non-cash items. Namely, 6.6 million represents goodwill write-off, and 2.9 million represents amortization of the titles of newly acquired magazines. Therefore, two-thirds of this is non-cash and connected to the acquisitions we made last year. The net result of the group was lowered by new businesses by 21.7 million, and this includes also interest expense on a loan facility that we took to finance the acquisition of the outdoor business. So the results are lower than last year. However, group is still generating a lot of cash flow, and operating cash flow generated in the first half of 2003 was 69.2 million zloty. Because we generate cash flow, we are lowering net debt of the group, which at the end of June 2003 was only 66 million. I mean, net debt means gross debt less cash and cash equivalents and short-term securities. I will now go to present shortly performance by line of business, and we will start with Gazeta Wyborcza. And to sum up, Gazeta Wyborcza suffered the most. Revenue was down by 6.3% for the Gazeta alone, and Gazeta now accounts for 70% of total group's revenue versus 86% for first half of 2002. This trend is good, however, we wanted to achieve this otherwise. We wanted this to achieve this, that's only 70% is Gazeta, through increasing the revenues of other businesses rather than through shrinkage of revenues of Gazeta Wyborcza. And we hope to do this in the future once the market turns up. Despite that, Gazeta has very healthy margins. If you take the second quarter of 2003, the EBITDA margin of Gazeta Wyborcza was 32.1%. If we take the whole, the first 6 months of 2003, this margin was 28.7%. In terms of market performance of Gazeta Wyborcza, we are very pleased that Gazeta maintained high readership. 30.6%, so nearly one-third of readers read Gazeta Wyborcza. This is out of all readers who read any paid daily. So every third of them reads Gazeta Wyborcza. Also, what we are very glad is that we see the first signs of reversal in Gazeta Wyborcza downward trend in copy sales. In June, our copies sold increased by 1.6% over the June last year, and the preliminary data show that the same trend continues in July. This is very important because all over the world, readership and copies sold for dailies are going down. As for the advertising market, the news is not that encouraging. In the first half of 2003, Gazeta Wyborcza had still a hefty 47.9% market share in the dailies market. However, the market went down by 1.5 percentage points, mostly due to loss in national advertising. So we are gaining a little bit of the market share in local advertising market, and we are losing in Warsaw advertising market and in the national dailies advertising market. And usually it should be that in the crisis the strongest will gain the share. However, this reverse trend that we see here is basically caused by the competition from the TV stations, and we, as TV is national, we are competing for national advertising, and therefore we are struggling with that. In terms of financial assumptions for 2003, we believe that due to the worse than expected performance of the daily ad market and also lower than expected revenue of Gazeta Wyborcza in the first 6 months of this year, we assume a several percent decline of Gazeta Wyborcza ad revenue and a notch decline in the market share for Gazeta Wyborcza for the whole 2003. Now we will move, and I will tell a little bit about the magazine business, which was acquired last year. The magazine business contributed nearly 38 million zloty, so this is about 9% of the total group revenue. And because the magazine business was acquired in the second quarter of last year, we can only compare in the middle of the second quarter, we can only compare with the first quarter of this year. So ad revenue grew by 40% in the second quarter of 2003 versus first quarter of 2003, and revenue from copy sales was also up by around 40%. And from the third quarter, when we will have comparable data, we will switch, and for magazines we will do normal comparison on a year-on-year basis. We restructured the magazines, and there is an ongoing process of rejuvenating the portfolio. What we've done already is we closed one automotive title that we purchased, and we relaunched a completely new title. And also we had a major relaunch of our main women's title and our science and life title. If we take the cost of advertising and promotion off, then the operating profit before advertising and promotion reached a positive number, plus 4.5 million zloty in the second quarter of 2003. This bodes well for the future because at the moment when we are relaunching or launching the new magazines, then the cost of promotion is higher than standard. In terms of the financial assumptions for the magazines business, as we expected at the beginning of the year, EBITDA for this year will be negative, not hugely negative, but negative. And for the next year, we maintain our expectations that except for any potential new titles that could be launched, on the basis of existing portfolio of titles, EBITDA should break even in 2004. Now I will move to tell you a little bit about our local radio group. At the moment we have 28 local stations. Four new stations were added since June 2002. And total local radio group revenue was up by 1.4%. So ad revenue was basically flat. I would like to underscore that this is the sum of revenues of all the radio stations and not consolidated revenue of the radio stations, because in some of them, although we have management control, we have only 4% for various reasons. In terms of market performance, there is an extremely strong competition from the two commercial national players, and the trend that we observed during the last few years, that local radio stations gain at the expense of the national radio stations, reversed completely this year in the first 6 months. And in the first half of the year, national radio ad market gained about 20%, and local ad market lost about 8%. So we are living in a very tough environment. As you know, we have only local radio stations. Agora's share in total radio ad market stood at the level of about 11% and was a little bit less than 1 percentage point down. In terms of the local radio market, we increased the share in the local advertising market, however, by 3.6 percentage points to 34.2%. What is not very good news is that our share in the audience market was 13%, and it was down 1.9 percentage points. And also we lost not so much to other local radio stations, but mostly to the national commercial players. Now I will move to the AMS, our big acquisition from last year that everybody was so afraid of, even including ourselves. It was a very difficult restructuring, and that we can say even a turnaround exercise. We bought the company in a tough spot, however the price reflected that, and we hope for the better. There are some encouraging news, but not everything is perfect yet, and we still have a lot of work to do. So AMS revenue was up 8.6%, and this is vis-à-vis a flat outdoor advertising market in the first half. We believe that the market grew about 0.7%. However, we have to be frank, and we have to tell that if we exclude revenue generated by companies belonging to the Agora Group, then AMS's revenue declined by nearly 10%. So we still have a lot to do to increase revenues of this company. The biggest achievement that we have in AMS was the restructuring of the company. We made a substantial restructuring exercise and are quite successful. Total operating costs in the first half of 2003 went down by about 31%. We decreased the number of employees, cut a lot of unnecessary expenses, and completely restructured the company, also moved headquarters to Warsaw. Therefore, we believe that the ambitious goal that we set ourselves at the beginning of the year, that is to break even at EBITDA level, and I would like to remind you that EBITDA in 2002 was negative 21 million. We still believe that this ambitious goal is achievable, and we are hoping to achieve that during this year. In the meantime, also, we restructured the balance sheet of AMS. AMS paid back 23 million of its external debt and now has only 6 million of external debt. In addition, AMS owes Agora about 30 million zloty. In terms of market position, AMS outdoor ad market share is about 27%, and this is down about 1.5 percentage point in comparison with the last year. So we believe we still have a lot to do to improve revenue. However, at the same time, in such a disruption period for the company, if this is true, that we only lost 1.5 percentage point in market share, this bodes very well for the future. Okay, so now a little bit about the future, what we believe will happen till the end of this year and potentially also next year. There are some positive signals, like TV stations are packed with advertising and announced that they will increase their prices. In addition, there is growing concern about among advertisers that the advertising slots are so packed now with like 10 or even more commercials per one slot that they are not visible anymore. This will make them probably look at the press advertising more seriously because TV commercials stopped being effective. In addition, beer advertising is back, both on billboards and also on TV, and we can see that we have more and more beer advertising in AMS, therefore this should help us as well. And most of the segments are on the growth path after the second quarter of 2003. However, in spite of these signs of recovery, we expect stagnant ad market scenario for the whole 2003 because there is a several-month lag between economic and advertising recovery. However, we believe that once the new advertising budgets will be set in autumn for the next year, for 2004, if this economic improvement is sustainable, then the budgets should go up and the fall 2004 should be a better year. However, because very bad performance of dailies in the first 6 months and also most likely in the third quarter, we believe that our forecast on dailies performance should be revised, and we expect that in total, in 2003, total ad spend in dailies will be lower by 9% than in 2002. So dailies lower by 9%, TV up by 3%, radio up by 8%, outdoor up by 2%, and total print down by about 4%, but dailies down by 9%. Based on the above, as well as worse than expected Gazeta Wyborcza performance in the first half of this year, the management board wants to draw your attention to the fact that the area assumed 10% consolidated revenue growth of the group will not be possible to attain unless the dailies ad market revives significantly in the fourth quarter of this year, which in our opinion is rather unlikely. In terms of the operating performance, as Euro remains very strong, the cost of newsprint and also cost of external printing services is much higher than we budgeted at the very beginning, and we believe that this cost will be higher by about 10 million in comparison with our original 2003 budget. And the last and the most important factor contributing to expected significant cost growth in the second half of the year is the competitive battle against a likely new entrant on the daily newspaper market. As we know, Axel Springer announced officially now that they are entering the Polish market with the new newspaper. Most likely this will be a tabloid newspaper. And therefore we have to prepare to counterattack that attempt. We are completely committed to defend Gazeta Wyborcza's market and readership position, and this will be our top priority. We have necessary know-how, resources, experience, and based on the above, we prepared a counterattack strategy. However, due to competitive reasons, I am not in a position to reveal to you more details on the matter. The cost, however, we have to warn you that the cost of defense will be significant and will have a significant negative impact on the group's figures this year and quite likely also next year. So that's roughly all I wanted to say. And if you have any questions, please do ask.